We're joined now on the Black Horse Pub post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. Remember to continue the post-game wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub. And Tom, this was a great win for this club against a very good Bonnyville Pontiac team. You see the willingness to compete. Down 3-1 in the first period. You score four unanswered and roar back for a big 5-3 win to finish off the home portion of your schedule here in 2018.
Yeah, great job by the players to dig in. Thought that the turning point was after the 3-1 goal. I think it was actually Mo, Gable, and Tommy went out, and we actually started hitting them. And once we started hitting them, they started coughing the puck over, and then we sort of got on a little bit of a roll. I thought that the first half of the period, we weren't willing to compete. I mean, the shorthanded goal against, we just get out-muscled. Not necessarily. It wasn't good D-zone coverage on the other one, but when we're engaged and when we're willing to get there, when we're willing to compete, we're not too bad. And I thought that today was a win that'll probably resonate more in our dressing room than anywhere else. And it shows our guys that when we are committed, you know, we can play with anybody. So, you know, full credit to the players. I mean, playing last night, having a little bit of an easier time, I credit them for bouncing back today.
Tom, when you come over as a player who's expected to produce, sometimes you can struggle a little bit to find the back of the net because the pressure's on you. Tyson Scott gets his first one, and you just feel the monkey get off his back there.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes when you work harder, it's not necessarily smarter, and I think he was getting a little frustrated. He's walked, I don't know how many times, off the half wall, and he's buried it right in the goaltender's chest. So for him to plant himself in front of the net on the power play where he likes to play, and for Liam just to get the puck there, and we tell players it doesn't have to be hard. It just has to get through that first wave, and we thought that maybe the middle was a little bit open on their PK. So sometimes it's not the number that you get, it's when you get them, and at that crucial time, I thought it was a big goal for us.
Reed Morrison with another two goals. He's got six now in two games, but his biggest one might have been that shorthanded goal late in the first period. How big of a turning point did you see that one heading into the intermission, down by one instead of two?
Yeah, it was big, but I go back to it, you know, my Reed's leading the league in goal scoring, but yet it's his line that goes out and tries to establish that physical presence, and that's what we expect from leaders. And there's a number of different ways that you can try and drive the bus. You can score goals, you can make hits, you can be vocal. And Reed is sort of, what's great to see for him is that he's doing it in a number of different ways. He's such a valuable guy in our dressing room, and he's the guy to a certain degree that stirs the drink. And I thought that, you know, him and Gable, two 20-year-olds, their willingness to engage physically really showed everybody else what it takes in order to be successful.
After an explosive offensive output last night, Tom, another game this afternoon where you get scoring up and down the lineup, and on this homestand in general, I think your depth has really showed up.
Yeah, and again, another big goal by Birch there, getting the puck back to the point, just getting bodies to the front of the net, and he tips it in. And again, they gave us crucial minutes, and we gave them some power play time today, which was good. But, you know, they're a group that's coming along. They're chipping pucks out. They're getting it deep. They understand, what they have to do. And there was one shift there where we maybe struggled a little bit, and as they came off, I just told them, listen, in order to play in these types of situations, you have to be able, the coach has to be able to trust you. And if the coach doesn't trust you, he's not going to play you. But they've earned a lot of trust. And the message after to the boys was, this was exactly what a playoff game is. There's no sometimes when you want to be good. I'm going to go maybe, maybe not. I'm going to hit this guy maybe, maybe not. No, it's an all-time thing. And I think that Bonnyville sort of flexed their muscles in the first 10 minutes. And when we started pushing back, I thought that the ice evened out and it maybe even tilted a little bit in our favor.
And it was Owen Carlson with that point shot.
Yes,
there.
Owen is Carlson.
There he is, with the Santa hat on.
Another point, so that's at least two in a row for him. But again, another individual that is finding ways to contribute. And, you know, we don't necessarily as a coaching staff sit there right now and say, okay, who got points, because that means they contributed. You know, we look at, you know, who gapped up and how were we with our support? Did we move our feet? Did we get pucks out? Did we make, you know, smart outlet passes? And you know, it's a positive thing to see as a coach when you have these young guys believe in themselves. And even Kelsey is a 99 born, but this is his first time, you know, playing north of the border. And it's a little different than what it is probably in Michigan. But it's great to see guys like that hit a stride. And for us to conclude this six-game home stretch, and when you look at the last probably 5 weeks, the caliber of play that we've demonstrated is very pleasing as a coaching staff. When you look at the caliber of the opponents that we've played and still come out with the record that we have, I mean, we're starting to hit our stride.
Tom, it's the annual Skate with Santa here this afternoon. I see the players getting ready. They got some Christmas hats on and throwing the jerseys on. Are you strapping up the blades? You getting out there?
No, I'm in my celebratory attire right now. So I might actually go to the Black Horse since they're our sponsor. I might go to the Black Horse and enjoy a couple wobbly pops. But we encourage everybody, if you're out and about and you've got an hour to kill, come by. The boys will be skating for a little bit here. Come get anything autographed or skate. I know one half of the ice will have hockey going on. The other half will be just more of a skate. So come out and skate with the Oil Barons. This is our last game, so we want to plug what? Dream Home tickets?
Dream
Home. We want to plug that. Please get your tickets here. It's a great stocking stuffer. You know, they're giving away $2,500. A day, I didn't hear who won it.
I didn't hear who won it either.
Yeah.
Not sure who won it. Well, it probably wasn't me. They haven't phoned me yet. So
come out. I mean, again, we appreciate the support that we get. And just, you know, in the next week here, we have our Christmas break after next weekend. But we're going to be very busy in the community. We've got our Project Keep Straight guys are going out, starting to present to schools. We're going to be with Peak Academy tomorrow, wrapping Christmas presents tomorrow night at Nicole McTavish. We're going to be out with the Salvation Army doing the kettlebells and trying to raise some money and a whole bunch of other activities here. We'll be at Sister Mary Phillips School doing some floor hockey lessons. So we're trying to get out to the community and getting involved in this holiday season as much as we can.
Great to see you, as always, the Oil Barons, so active in the community. Make sure you make your way down to the Kasman Center, skate with Santa. Starting up in just a couple of minutes, the players will be back out. Santa's here.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to talk to Karp on Tuesday.
Yep.
But again, another one. How many 16 goals this weekend?
Yeah,
his total's got to be going up. Yeah. Is he back or is he still on vacation?
No, he's back.
Okay, good. So raising money for Karpy as well.
Yeah. Goals for Kids Sport going on. Oil Barons now well over 100 goals on the season. Tom, congratulations on a great homestand that sees the guys go 4-1-1. And best of luck this weekend coming up down south.
Thanks a lot.